This Jocks 94.5 podcast is brought to you by Millennium Satellite and Video. Log on to msvnow.com. TV excellence everywhere. That's Millennium.
We live in a world of transfers now. It happens everywhere. Bruce Feldman, our friend from The Athletic, talking about that on his website at The Athletic. I've been a member since the beginning. Subscribe and like all the stuff there. Bruce, welcome back to the show, man. How you doing?
Good, guys. How you doing this morning?
Good.
Fantastic. I mean, these transfer portal players, they seem to be improving in quality every year. Is there one, two, or as you put out, 50 names out there that can make an impact this college football season?
Yeah, I think so. Look, I mean, I don't think there's necessarily a Joe Burrow, a guy who goes in and leads the team and basically changes them and leads them into a national title run. But I think there's some really good players who I think can make teams. In the case of Oklahoma, I think the three guys they got from Tennessee, especially the running back, Eric Gray, I think he has a chance to make them a legit playoff team and fills a huge need. And I think you look at some of these other guys who are still out there. I mean, like, Miami got Tyreek Stevenson from Georgia, who's just a freak athlete. I think he's going to make a difference for them outside. They think on defense, they think Charleston Rambo has really developed for them and can help De'Ara King and give them another weapon and more speed. And so I think it's a matter of what does your team need in this version of free agency, and can you find room for them scholarship-wise to get them on your roster?
Bruce, I know through 3 years it hasn't been good for Chip Kelly in Westwood. He's 10-21 overall, but do you have a feeling with Dorian Thompson-Robinson back for that third year, this could be a breakout year for the Bruins?
I think it could be, because he's a guy who has a lot of physical tools. He has a big arm. He runs well. He's a smart kid. The reality was he had not played much quarterback, in high school. He played basically 1 year. He was a receiver. And so I think he's just basically been learning on the fly about fitting into the system. And they've been able to upgrade their offensive line, which – they didn't have much depth for a while. They were just really limited. It's been that way for UCLA probably on that side of it for about 5 years. One of the transfers we think to keep an eye on is Zach Charbonnet. He had about 800 yards as a freshman at Michigan, and he fits what they want to do. They've been very impressed. I mean, they're only about a third through spring football, but they've been very impressed by the shape he's come in at and just the way he has really attacked it. And I think he could be a real impact guy in the Pac-12 to keep a little of the, you know, to complement what Thompson Robinson can do in the run game, and obviously he has a terrific arm. He's one that it would not surprise me if he ended up, you know, we talk a lot about Keaton Slovis and some of the other quarterbacks on the West Coast. It wouldn't surprise me, Jaden Daniels, if Dorian Thompson-Robinson ends up outshining all of them this year. He's got that kind of physical ability.
Bruce Feldman is with us at Bruce Feldman CFB on Twitter. He's with Fox and The Athletic. You can read him there. He is on the Ultra Organic Seltzer Hotline with us right now. There are a lot of the draft people saying that the rising star in this upcoming draft could be none other than Malik Willis at Liberty. I know you don't get a lot of chance to watch Liberty, but Hugh Freeze has a great history of taking a quarterback with a certain skill set and making him a complete game changer. How tough of an out is Liberty with Malik Willis? Do you see him in that same atmosphere as some of the draft analysts see him?
It's going to be interesting, Ryan, because Freeze is really good with quarterbacks. I mean, Ryan Applin was a record-setting quarterback with him. He got a lot out of Bo Wallace and fit his game. And then you have this kid in Malik Willis, who everybody knew he ran really well and was a good runner. He has a huge arm. And I think some of the things that Freeze and his offense coordinator, Ken Austin, have been able to do is tweak some things in his mechanics. And he's really good at creating a system for him. And so about a month ago, I worked on this story where I talked to a lot of NFL position coaches about the prospects in the draft. And one of the things that had come up from one of the quarterback coaches was, you know, in this next 2022 draft, there isn't that quarterback that we're all like before. You knew, okay, Trevor Lawrence is coming out, Justin Fields is coming out. They knew about Trey Lance. I mean, they weren't sure he was coming out, but they knew there was at least two go-to guys. In this class right now, some people like Sam Howell from North Carolina, some aren't so sure, and then it gets to be pretty murky on who people are sold on or not. And one, it was interesting. So one of the guys I talked to said, man, the kid at Liberty has a huge arm, and he is really dynamic. I want to see more of him to see how he develops. And then so I started calling defensive coordinators who played him, and one of the ones I talked to is at Coastal Carolina, and he said, listen, we were undefeated. We had beaten BYU. By the way, they held Zach Wilson and BYU to 17 points, and he said, Malik Willis, like, almost single-handedly beat us. He's, like, that talented. So, you know, I would imagine right now, he's not a guy who, if he had come out in now and tried to go into the draft, I'm guessing he probably wouldn't have been more than a fourth-round pick or so. But if he continues to refine his game, he's come a long way from when he was at Auburn with Gus Malzahn, and I think he's definitely on NFL people's radar, and I suspect he's going to have a huge year because he's probably as talented a quarterback as Freeze has had there, and everybody in Freeze's system has put up big numbers.
We don't usually think of Kentucky as having great offensive weapons. Wandale Robinson is one of those transfers from Nebraska. Can he, you know, change the win column for Kentucky this year? Does he make them a more dynamic offense?
He gives them a chance. I mean, he is really just a very, very quick, good space player, which will help them because they run the ball pretty well. I think the things that now, especially you have Liam Cohen, who comes in as the new offensive coordinator. He's a Sean McVay protege from his time with the Rams. I think he has a vision of what he thinks he can do. And so it gives them a chance. One of the things that was interesting to hear about, because we knew this was a really, as you said, dynamic player in space in Wandale Robinson, but they were like, this kid's a football junkie. He has really taken to it. He's kind of understands concepts of what we want. Like, I think they love his all of his intangibles to go with it. And to me, the wild card in all this, and this is a guy who was relatively high up on our transfer rankings too, is Will Levis, who's the quarterback who is just getting there. I think next week he was at Penn State. Will Levis has a huge arm. He's a pretty good running quarterback, and we'll see how quickly he can get up to speed. He did not have spring to work with the new coaching staff, the new offensive scheme, but you bring in Levis, whose talent is eye-popping, along with, you know, Wandale Robinson, and this is going to feel a little different Kentucky. I'm not saying it's going to be necessarily much, much better, but I think you could see more of a passing game than what we've seen from them in the last few years, where at times it's been basically, you know, look, we have a really good athlete. We're going to put him at quarterback, and we're going to just try to move the chains however we can. And I think with Will Levis, if he does, you know, get up to speed fast, I think they could be a lot more dangerous downfield because of his arm talent.
I think I know which team is going to be more talented, but bigger jump from year one to year two, Lane Kiffin and Ole Miss or Mike Leach at Mississippi State?
I would lean towards Lane Kiffin at Ole Miss. I just think they do have more talent. You know, look, they got to get way better on defense. They were horrible on defense last year. They have certainly a quarterback. You know, they lost a great receiver in Elijah Moore, but they still have a lot of speed around there. The only hesitation I have is usually it takes Leach's system longer to get implemented, and they did not have, you know, like pretty much every new staff, they didn't have a spring or really much of an off season to get up to speed. I think they'll be better, but I just feel like in terms of the talent in Oxford right now, I think it's better than what Leach is working with. I would think it would be a little more of a jump for them, especially if they can get their defense going at all. I mean, it was, like I said, it was just so bad on that side of the ball. Lane needs to get that part figured out.
All right, go follow Bruce on Twitter. We always encourage you to do that. At Bruce Feldman, CFB. Read his books. He's a New York Times bestselling author. Meat Market, The QB, great books. Flip the Script as well, and subscribe to The Athletic and read his stuff there. Bruce, thank you so much for the time. Always great talking with you.
Always great talking to you guys. Thanks for having me.
All right, take care. Bruce Feldman with us on the Ultra Organic Seltzer Hotline. Zero sugar, zero carbs. Zero sugar, zero carbs, only 80 calories. Try it at cucumber, lime, peach, pear, or spicy pineapple.